Coach, I know it's kind of an abnormal year in terms of sending off seniors, but this is the last home game for a couple of your gals there. Just talk about what they've meant to the program and kind of what you'll be doing to kind of commemorate their careers this weekend.
Well, I think, Aaron Boley and Lydia Giomi exemplify everything that's good about intercollegiate athletics. They truly are student athletes. They're both outstanding in the classroom. They're great teammates. They've been part of a lot of on-court success here, three championships, Pac-12 championships, and believe that that's not easy to do, a Final Four, a couple of Elite Eights. And so they've left a legacy that, is going to be hard to match, really. But more than that, they're just great people. They truly are. They're going to make the world a better place. And in the end, I think that's what we're trying to do here, not just win games. We're also, trying to win at life. And I think these two are both winners in both those categories. So we're going to miss them. There's no question about it. We hopefully have a lot of basketball left, and we're going to rely on both down the stretch. We need that senior leadership. But consummate college professionals. We'll just leave it at that. You know, they come every day prepared. They play hard. They do what they're supposed to do. They do their job.
Ryan Thorburn, Register Guard.
Kelly, have you ever had a player as talented as Boley that's had to change her game or senior year like this where, you know, her first 3 years here, obviously, defenses had to focus on Sabrina and Ruthie and Satu as well as her and others. Now maybe, you know, as the only returning senior, maybe she's had to change her game. You've touched on it a little bit, but how tough has that been with, you know, her being a returning senior to do that and also with her back injury as well?
Well, I think it's been difficult, and she can answer that better than me. But, we've struggled all year with ways to get her more and more looks and touches and areas where she can score. She was a perfect complement with the group that we had the last couple of years, just the absolute perfect complement. And we've asked her to do more, and, you know, it's not all on her, obviously. I mean, it's just, it's a different group, a different dynamic. And so she's had some good nights and not so good nights, but we rely on her more than just on the production side. I mean, she gives us a lot of other things, but to answer your question, Ryan, I can't think of any that we've had to have them change their game this much. But to her credit, man, she doesn't complain. She just, keeps her head down and keeps working.
Andrew Hopner, KZI.
Got some breaking-ish news for you, Kelly. So I'm going to put the eyewitness news theme here. The Pac-12 just announced that, we're very pleased to confirm that pending approval from Las Vegas public health authorities, we'll be able to welcome student athlete family members to the Pac-12 tournament. Just your immediate reaction.
Well, we knew that. We had heard that this morning. So I think it's great. I wish we could have them here at Matthew Knight Arena, at least just our senior parents on senior night. Wouldn't that be something special? But I'm glad that that's going to be the case. And from what I understand, that'll be throughout the NCAA tournament as well. I think that's great. That's the way it should be. So let's hope that the Las Vegas Sports Commission, Health Commission, I don't know who, hopefully they make the right or validate that decision.
We're going to go back to Eric.
Coach, what are some things maybe we don't see behind the scenes with the families going on during a senior night or a senior weekend? And kind of, I guess it sounds like with the thing in Vegas, maybe you can make that up, but kind of plans to make sure the families are feel involved in what's going to be their children's last games at Matthew Knight.
I'm actually not sure. I know we're going to do something virtually and hopefully something that will allow all the fans to kind of participate or at least watch on senior day. It will try and make it as normal as possible, but unfortunately they can't walk out to the ovation, most of the time standing ovation of 12,000 fans. But we'll still have their uniforms framed for them and do that kind of a deal. It's just really a shame. I feel, really bad for this group. That's a special moment. And we always have our seniors address the crowd and it gives them a chance to thank all the fans. So we'll try and do that virtually. It's just not going to be the same. I don't know any other way to say it. It's unfortunate. But these two are really unselfish. They're not the two that want a lot of limelight anyway. But it would have been nice for them to get the recognition they so well deserve.
Go back to Ryan.
Kelly, it's not only senior night, you're also playing Oregon State. So normally it would be sold out, but just can you describe how well they're playing right now? It seems like they've had a an uneven season with all the postponements, but are they playing their best right now?
Well, I think so. Yeah, they're certainly playing better than they were when we played them back in December. I think they're just, you know, they've had a lot of, they haven't played a ton of games. So, you know, they haven't played Stanford twice, UCLA twice, or Arizona twice, you know, and so they've had a lot of time to focus on them, and they've done a great job. They look really good. I think Talia has come in and really helped them, has given them another weapon. I think they just, you know, they do what they do, and they're so difficult to defend because you can't speed them up. You can't take away everything, and they're so good at counters and things like that. And so I just think, you know, other than that one personnel change, I think they're just doing everything a little bit better. And they have weapons. There's no question. Plus, I think Aaliyah Goodman is playing her best basketball of her career right now. So I anticipate it's going to be a really great game. Typically, we wouldn't play them on senior night, but, you know, what's been typical about this season?
We'll go back to Andrew.
To I guess, hone in on Talia. I mean, it seems a bit of a rarity in a very weird COVID season, her particular situation. You know, what is it about her game that seems to have translated so well, you know, from what you guys see on film, from a kid who basically was supposed to be playing high school this winter and comes into the Pac-12 and looks to be ready for
it? Yeah, well, that part, these kids are playing at a high level in club basketball anymore. I mean, you got guys 1 year out going to the NBA. And, you know, and they make that transition look pretty seamless at times. So, you know, I think her age is, I don't think it really matters, but she's a good fit for them because she is patient. She can really shoot the ball. She's an excellent passer and plays well in their pick and roll. I think that the addition of her has really helped them because it's given Aaliyah Goodman a backup. They didn't really have a backup point for Aaliyah, and she's come in and she's done a really good job there. She's hard to trap because she's so tall and can pass over most traps, and she's really smart and really patient. So she's a perfect fit for how they play. I mean, they're going to come down and they're going to execute a play every time down. That's what they do. And she's, like I said, a great fit.
Back to Eric's couple.
Coach, what do you remember most from the first meeting in Corvallis? It feels like a long time ago, but it's only been a couple months. But what do you remember most from that? And what can you take from that you think, obviously their team's playing different, your team's playing different, but what can you take from that maybe you'll carry some weight this weekend?
Well, I remember that was the last time I think we played with our entire team healthy. You know, and we looked really good that night. We shot the ball well. They came out in a zone, in a 2-3 zone. And I think we hit 8 or 9 3-pointers in the first half. And that just kind of set the tone. We'd build a big lead. And then I think just kind of, it kind of stayed the same the rest of the game. But, you know, I think we're a little bit different, you know, although we are healthy, this is the healthiest we've been. And they're certainly different as we've chronicled. But yeah, it just seemed like a long time ago. Normally we play back to back in the same week. It's such an amazing weekend, you know, when we get to play at both home courts and there's 23 total thousand fans, and that's kind of a neat experience. So yeah, this is unusual, but it's going to be a battle. I tell you what, it's not going to be a 20-point game like it was the first time. This is going to be, I think, a real battle. They're playing for something. I think they're on the bubble. They know that, you know, and we obviously want to win it. A little momentum going to the tournament. I mean, I look at it, you guys, we're guaranteed 3 games left this season. Oregon State game, one, at least one in our conference tournament, at least one in the NCAA tournament. That's it. So we want to make the most of this, and we want to start playing better basketball, similar to what we did on Sunday.
Back to Andrew.
You look at the backcourt that they've had in past years with Mick and Destiny, and you juxtapose that, I guess, against what they have this year with Aaliyah, with Goforth, and then Talia coming off the bench. What is different about the games of the backcourts you've seen from them in past years? Because those were such mainstays for the past few years, compared to what the backcourt is now.
Well, they don't have anybody, you know, as quick as Destiny, you know, that she was so good in the pick and roll because of her quickness, and she could get in the lane, and she was difficult to contain at times. Pivot just used her strength and her smarts. I mean, you know, she would post you up. She was really patient when she penetrated. You know, so they don't have anybody like that, but these guys are equally good in their own ways. You know, I think Sasha Goforth is, I put her on my ballot as one of the all freshmen, making all freshman team. I think that's a no brainer. She's had a great year for them and she's so athletic and wiry and you know, can beat you off the dribble or with the three better than Pivot could. And then, you know, Talia is still a work in progress, but boy, she's, you know, shown that she belongs. So, you know, it's hard to compare the two. They're all, you know, equally terrific, and we've got a work cut out for us.
Ryan Thorburn.
Kelly, I'm sure this season's been a different kind of grind than normal seasons with all the testing and everything you guys go through just to play, but you kind of mentioned it. What's kind of the team's frame of mind going into, like you mentioned, you know, it could end real soon or you could go on a long run here?
Well, hey, listen, I want to just give my team a shout out. I think they've been terrific. We're still wearing masks in practice. We're doing all the things that we need to do to, you know, to get through this season. At the start of the year, Ryan, I wasn't sure we'd make it this far. And so I just credit our players for, you know, we had the one shutdown. We missed one weekend. I credit them for just, you know, hanging with it, you know, and being flexible and, you know, taking each moment and each day as they come. It's not easy to have to come over each and every morning and get tested, you know, and then go back home and then come back for practice and then to not have class, to not have that interaction with other students, to basically stay with the team and nobody else. That's been difficult and it's been a grind, but I like where our head spaces are right now. I really think our team is excited to see what we can do and how, you know, how far we can go. I still think that the sky's the limit with this group. And this could be a great springboard for us. You know, we got to play well. I think the way I look at it and see it, I'm not sure. You have to ask Pac-12, but if we don't win this game, I think we play them again in the first round in the 4-5 game. So I don't want to play Oregon State anymore than I have to. That's how good they are. I can't give them more of a compliment than that.
And we'll wrap up with Eric Scoble.
Coming into the year, there's so many players and talked about trying to establish roles. I know it's been a long time since we kind of talked about that, but I kind of wonder from your perspective, how has that process gone? I know a lot of obstacles to kind of settling on much of anything, but kind of, do you feel like you found the identity of this team or kind of what's your outlook for kind of where they're at?
Yeah, I think so. I think in the middle of Pac-12, we kind of look to maybe go with a little bigger lineup. And I think just the efficiency shows we're just better with, you know, with a shooter, so to speak, a stretch four. And so we've kind of gone with that. Unfortunately, it's limited some of our inside players time on the floor. You know, there's only so many minutes to go around. But we'll still go with that double big from time to time. And I think it can have some success in shorter runs. We've limited, you know, if you look at the time that some of our players are playing, we've kind of tightened up the rotation a little bit. And I think if, you know, Friday night was that was a one-off as far as I'm concerned. But you look at our Stanford game and then our USC game, those are two really, I think, nice, well-played basketball games. So, we're getting there. I say that and it's almost March. So, you know, there you go. Go figure.